Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. I am so totally stoked today about this episode because this whole week we've been talking about gratitude, what it does for us, how we can make the most out of it and whatnot. And so I have decided that I'm going to share some information with you in regards to gratitude. So, yeah, I've been learning a lot about it. I've been actually filled with it. I have to share, I get to share, and I hope that I can give you some value with my words and thoughts. So Webster's Dictionary actually defines gratitude as a warm and friendly appreciation of a kindness or a favor received, thankfulness, gratefulness. And a group of us have just done an exercise about being grateful and for what we have actually, who we are, what we have, what we get to do. And I go, wow, this is amazing. So I came across a quote from Henry David Thoreau, or Henri David Thoreau in French. And he wrote, "I am grateful for what I am and have. My thanksgiving is perpetual. It is surprising how contented one can be with nothing definite, only a sense of existence. Well, anything for variety. I am ready to try this for the next 10,000 years and exhausted. How sweet to think of my extremities well charred and my intellectual part too, so that there is no danger of worm or rot for a long while. My breath is sweet to me. Oh, how I laugh when I think of my vague, indefinite riches. No run on my bank can drain it, for my wealth is not possession, but enjoyment." I thought that was pretty deep. I really, truly enjoyed this. And then I have actually included a link to a YouTube from Jay Shetty. It's a YouTube about gratefulness, and I just watched it twice this morning. It's short, only 4 or 5 minutes, but it is powerful. And then I started thinking, well, what am I actually grateful for? And this grateful, what does it equate to? So actually, I am grateful for having a roof over my head. It means I'm taken care of. Clothes on my back. Wow, I actually have something to wear I can keep warm. Food on the table. I get to nourish my body. Books to read. I get to feed my mind. I get to feed my knowledge. I get to feed my mindset. I get to feed my mental state. I mean, so many things. Amazing. Living in mental abundance. I am so grateful for that because I didn't know what that was till just recently when I really started getting it. And I go, wow, we really have the opportunity and actually more so the responsibility to choose, to make choices. And it is only up to us to make the best choice for us that serves us and with which we can serve others. So it's not all about me, me, me. It's how can I serve you better? And be grateful that we actually have things out there that help build our trust and knowledge and skills to do that, to be grateful and to help others. You know, many people say when you're driving down the road and somebody pulls in front of you on the highway, freeway, what do you do? Do you start screaming? Do you start making gestures? What do you do? And well, I'm not perfect at it yet, but I'm getting better at it. I just take a deep breath and I go, whoops, that was close. And then I go, what did this just prevent me from experiencing? And when I see that there is an accident just a few miles ahead of me, and quite often the people who drove like crazy either were involved in the accident or were just able to prevent you from getting into one, I go, wow, I am so grateful this person cut in front of me and made me slow down a bit. So I was not involved in the accident. I'm safe. And because I slowed down slowly and safely, the people behind me could do the same. I go, wow, this is so amazing. I love it. So I have also done something else, and I'm totally floored with the information I found. I put the word gratitude in Google, and I cannot tell you how many posts came up. There are positive thinking worksheets for adults, attitude of gratitude worksheets, gratitude activity worksheets, trainable gratitude worksheets, gratitude list worksheets, gratitude worksheets for groups, or when you're at work, and everybody is kind of fussing and afraid that somebody is going to take their job if they try to help them with something. That's not the point. Learn to be grateful and work with each other, because together we are better. Together we are better. Gratitude printable worksheets for adults, printable gratitude lists, gratitude printable worksheets in PDFs, gratitude journal templates, gratitude activities for adults, and so on and so forth. So there are a lot of tools out there that you can actually use to learn and deepen and appreciate your gratitude. And you don't even have to spend any money. You can download them for free. And I just go, wow, this is pretty amazing. Because, you know, people who are happy, who are grateful, who live in abundance, who remove the chains that bind them, are usually much happier people, more pleasant to be around with, and they have more impact on the people around them. So having said that, I found a poem. It's actually in the No Glass Ceiling, Just Blue Sky, A Women's Guide to Building Great Teams by Marcy Blokovyak. The foreword is by Mac Anderson. It's from the series The Dash. But anyway, this poem says, remove the chains that bind you. And it was Eleanor Roosevelt that said, remember, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. In order to build a dynamic team, we have to be unleashed. We all have excess baggage that we desperately need to let go. We have all made mistakes in the past, made poor judgment calls, harbored ill feelings towards others, hurt someone, or been hurt by someone. The only person who gets hurt by holding on to this baggage is ourselves. It is like a snake bite. It is not the bite that kills you. It is the venom that infects your system. Mary Pickford described it best. If you have made mistakes, even serious ones, there is always another chance for you. What we call failure is not the falling down, but the staying down, not getting up again. Women can be the most passionate and emotional people around. That is what makes us so unique. It reminds me of one of our teammates, Marcella Ziegler. 10 years ago, she came from Colombia, South America, and could barely speak English. She grew up very poor with many siblings. She was raised in a house with no running water and slept on a dirt floor. Even though she grew up in horrible circumstances, she left her past behind. She came to the United States, learned English, got a job, went to college and graduated, and then met her husband, who works with our company. She went from feeling no self-worth to no support and no support from friends or family to totally transforming herself. She went on to work side by side with her husband in business and building one of the most successful teams in our company. When you meet her, she exudes gratitude and friendliness. She harbors no bad feelings of her past. She literally removed all chains that bound her. Viktor Frankl said it best in Man's Search for Meaning. He said, "We who lived in the concentration camps can remember the people who walked through the huts comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. They may have been few in number, but they offer sufficient proof that everything can be taken from a person, but one thing, the last of their freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." What do you need to let go in your life in order to achieve your dreams? Can you let go of some things that are really bad for you? Wow, this is really, really amazing. And, you know, I have noticed the more positive I'm getting through learning all these things, new techniques, using tools available to me and whatnot, my body is healing itself from all old wounds and injuries. It's just, I don't even know how to explain that, except for the fact that because I am happy and healthy now after having transformed 3 years ago and made huge changes in my life, I am a much better person. I don't really just focus on myself. That's the last thing. But I pray for people to come my way, that I get to help them, that I get to guide them towards their optimal health, be it healthy body, healthy mind, or healthy finances. It doesn't matter. We all can improve in one area or another. And whichever area you need help with, or you desire help with, or you choose to get help with, please let me know so I can actually guide you towards your goals. So I just felt really, really strongly about talking about gratitude, just because it came up every day this morning. I started taking a webinar at 6 to 7 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday. And I've never gotten up that early. Though, you know, it's all mindset. It is amazing what it can do for us. So I've changed my mindset, and I said, if I'm really that tired afterwards because I'm getting up 2 hours earlier than normal, well, maybe I need to take half an hour nap during the day and then be rejuvenated and refreshed again to go on with work and help others. And it works. I mean, it's all attitude. And you can probably hear it in my voice. I could not be any happier than I am being able to share this with you. So I want to say here, the link from Jay Shetty is in there, and it's hyperlinked, so you can just click on it and listen to that video. As I said, it's only 4 to 5 minutes, but it is worth every second of it. And since we're closed, and to conclude, I want to say, if you have any questions, suggestions, or would like to be on my show, you have something to contribute that has to do with, in any shape, way, or form, with healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances, I would love to talk to you about that. Send me an email to dythomson@gmail.com and put in the subject line, Blog Talk Radio. And then I know that it's something that I get to dig out of the spam folder, because all first emails go in the spam folder. Or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. I do not answer the phone when I don't know who it is. So just leave me a voicemail or text me. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And I hope this was of value.